Hey everyone, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome to Marketing Secrets. Today's episode is called Entrepreneurial Scars.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, everyone. So I wanted to, this podcast, I just want to hang out with you guys and talk because it's been interesting as I've been working with so many entrepreneurs. And recently, just as I've been working with some people and watching people who had insane amounts of success at one time, and then who had something happen, a failure, a bankruptcy, whatever, like just fill in the blank. The second time around, a lot of times they really, really struggle. And I start looking, I'm like, why are they struggling? Because like they had this huge success and it's almost like they have fear and embarrassment of like, oh, I failed in the past. And as I kept talking about this with some of the guys on our team, I was like, it's almost like they have entrepreneurial scars. And it's interesting is that us as the person who went through the process and the failure and the, you know, a lot of times there's ups, then the downs that hit hard. Like we have these scars, like these emotional scars. But I think sometimes we feel like those scars are like on our faces and other people can see them. But what's interesting is that people don't. Like those are just things that are inside of yourself that are, but because they're there, because you feel like they're there and you feel like other people can see it, it keeps you from having success the next time because there's so much fear around these scars, these things. And as I was talking about this morning, I shared a story, and this will hopefully kind of tie these things together a little bit better for you. And I'm not going to name names or anything, but there's a guy I know, and he was a successful politician, top of his game, like doing everything amazing, and just people loved him. And when you saw him in that spot, like, and this is not like national politics. I don't know anybody in national politics. I don't follow politics at all. But from like it was a local person, right? And you saw him on the news and all sorts of stuff. And he was like, he was dynamic. He was charismatic, and like everything was awesome. And then he got caught up in this like political scandal, whatever, right? And it's funny because I don't follow politics much. I don't care that much. But I was aware like, oh, this thing happened, and he's no longer in there, and they have someone else. And then fast forward like 3 or 4 years later, I met him. And what's interesting is I met him, it was in a different situation, wanted to talk about business stuff. And I was really excited because I was like, oh, I know who this person is. Like, how cool. Like, I want to meet him and talk to him. And as I talked to him, like, it was funny. Not funny, I shouldn't say that. It was interesting to see, like, the scars that he'd gotten from this thing were so deep that, like, he was struggling to progress in other parts of his life and business and, like, all these other things because of the scars he got from this thing that didn't work out right? And like, yeah, you look at the thing, it wasn't good, but like, you know, 3 years later, I'm almost surprised that I knew about it, but I did. But he was carrying those scars in this conversation with me. With you, that came in like the way that I'd seen him before, like confident in all sorts of things. I probably would have done the business deal with him, but because he had these scars and like just the way he approached it, he didn't have certainty and didn't have all these things, they were gone and I could feel it, and like that uncertainty kept me from doing the deal with him. And I remember thinking after I finished that, I was like, God, like, I can tell he's still carrying around the fear and the embarrassment and the shame of this thing. But I'm like, I don't care about that thing. I couldn't care less. Like, move on in your life and come back, because like that person that I saw on TV, like if you would have approached me that way, I would have done this deal. And the same thing is true in entrepreneurs. Like there's someone who I know who's super successful, who had a funnel, blew up, made a ton of money, and then it went away. And now they're kind of struggling. And what's interesting is like, I kind of know that backstory because I know the person, things like that. But even with that, like I look at that person, I'm like, this person's an amazing, like is a rock star. Like they're awesome. They're amazing. But as I see them and interacting with other people, I see that these scars that this person has are keeping them from taking over the next thing. And it's funny because like, I don't think 99.9% of every single person in the world has any idea that those scars are there for this person. But because he knows that they're there, because he knows he failed, he knows that things disappeared and didn't work out the way he wanted, he has this fear, and as he's approaching the next situations, he's struggling because of that, because of these scars. And I think it's interesting that these entrepreneurial scars that we have, like, first off, they're invisible. Like, nobody sees them. Like, like, you know, some people may be aware of them, but nobody sees them except for you. And so because you are so aware of these things, it keeps you from having the confidence and the success you need to move forward. And it was funny, I was talking to an entrepreneur who was about to go through bankruptcy, and they're freaking out, they're so scared, and I kind of asked them why, and they didn't say, you know, because I don't want those scars, but like what they said afterwards was like, if I have bankruptcy, like no one, like what's my wife gonna think of, and my in-laws and my family and all these things. And I was like, you have to understand that, like, bankruptcy, like you think about this, like failure for entrepreneurs, like the founding fathers of this country gave us bankruptcy as a gift so that entrepreneurs like us would risk and try and move forward and roll the dice and hope for something. Like if it wasn't for that gift, not, you may think it's a gift from the founding fathers. I believe it's a gift from God. Like if it wasn't for that thing, America wouldn't have succeeded as a nation. Everything that's been amazing wouldn't have happened if entrepreneurs didn't have that risk. If it was like, if you go bankrupt, you go to jail till you pay off all your debts, not many people would have taken the risk. I don't know if I would have taken the risk. But because, like, worst case scenario is bankruptcy where you clear off your balance sheets and you start over, like, that's the worst case scenario. That's the greatest gift we have. And so, like, if we hit that and we go through it and all of a sudden we have these scars, like, I went through bankruptcy and you have all this fear, then you go to the next thing. It's like, no, that shouldn't be a negative thing. That means you tried. It means you attempted. And even if you attempted, had success, and it went away, like, you've had success. I remember I was doing a deal with this guy who was super successful. In fact, he does these consulting things where it's like 500 grand a day with a minimum of 10 sessions. So it's like $500,000 to like get this guy to work with you, right? And I had a chance to hang out with him, and I was talking to him and talking strategy, and he was asking my story, and I'm telling my story, and you know, and I'm pretty open with things now. Like I've realized that my scars are what actually draws people to me. So at Funnel Hacking Live, I spent an hour and a half on stage talking about all my failures because it draws people towards me. And so, which is kind of maybe the point at the end of this podcast, but I share my ups and then my downs. And as I told him the whole thing, he was like, oh, good. I'm like, what do you mean good? He's like, well, you've cycled. I'm like, what do you mean I've cycled? He's like, oh, he's like, well, you know, entrepreneurs who haven't cycled at least once, I refuse to work with them. I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, well, cycle means you build something up and then you crash. He's like, if you haven't cycled yet, then guess what? You're still drinking your own Kool-Aid. Like you still believe that you are the most amazing human being on earth. You don't realize until after you've cycled that it's not just you. Like you aren't the greatest thing to walk this planet. Like there's market conditions and there's people and there's opportunity and there's luck and there's all these amazing things that happen that make you possible, right? That make you as an entrepreneur successful. And as he said that, first off, I was like, well, that feels better. Like cycling sounds way better than failing or going through bankruptcy. But I thought it was interesting that he wouldn't work with an entrepreneur unless they'd cycled once. And I was like, man, how many people, like, they go out there and they do their big risk and they have some success, which gives you like all this pride and confidence and stuff, and then you lose it, and then because of that failure, you never try again. Or you try, but you're halfway because you feel like you have these scars and you feel like other people are judging you, or you're judging yourself, or all these kind of things where the reality is, like, we don't see those things. Nobody knows about the failures until you tell about them. And if they do know about it, it doesn't really matter. In fact, as I found, as I share my scars, it draws people closer to me, like I mentioned earlier. I think the reason why people do business with me a lot of times is because I'm vulnerable. I share those things. And so for you guys, what I wanted to kind of talk about today is just, first off, it's okay to have those scars, but don't hide them. Like, share those things. When my kids get injured, they're super cute and they do all the time, I tell like my boys, I'm like, chicks dig scars. Like, that's a good thing. Like, that's awesome. Like, you know, black eyes are awesome. Like when I remember one of my black eyes I got in wrestling. In fact, I don't know if you guys are watching the video, like you can still see the scars over both my eyes. I had this one where I hit my buddy's knee and my eye completely swole shut. I had like 15 stitches and I couldn't see on my eye for like 4 or 5 days. And as I was at school, I was all embarrassed because of the scar. And as I was walking around, people were like, dude, your eye looks awesome. Oh, you're a wrestler. And like people connected with that more than like me looking good in my hair, speaking, you know, worrying about like what I look like. And so, I think the moral of this podcast, and I want you guys to understand, is that we all have entrepreneurial scars. If you don't have them yet, you're going to have them. But don't let those keep you from the next success. My friend who's a politician, like, I don't care that what happened. Like, he could go and do and be successful, but like because he's carrying these scars, he's not. And you have to be willing to get rid of those, or not get rid of them, like embrace them and share those things. Like, look, I screwed up. This is what happened. But this is what I'm doing now. And this is what I learned from it and how I'm changing. You know, if I look back on my career, there's a lot of things that I'm embarrassed about, things that I messed up on big time. You know, maybe I should do a podcast someday about my biggest regrets. I have regrets in my business. There are things that I did that I'm embarrassed about. I wish I wouldn't have done. Like looking back now, it's like I would have consulted myself, like, do not do that. But I wouldn't have known the path unless I'd gone down some of these paths and realized the, you know, what things weren't right. You know, I've always tried to be fair to my customers and my employees and stuff, but I made mistakes. And I've sold things that I thought were really good and found later they weren't. I've done, like, there's things I'm not proud of, but if I let those scars keep me, like, how many people's lives are we touching and affecting now that wouldn't have been touched had I not embraced those scars and, like, and told people, like, look, I messed up in the past. And I have. We all do. And it's okay. But I don't want you guys to not progress because of that. So hopefully this gives you some comfort and knowing, like, look, if you've gone through bankruptcy, that's okay. If you've messed up, if you did something stupid, like, that's okay. You know, that's what this life is about. It's about making those mistakes and owning it. And if you do, it's almost like plastic surgery that makes these scars just disappear. But they don't need to disappear. Like I said, embrace it, because that's what's going to draw people to you. And so I hope that helps. It was on my mind today. I thought I wanted to share it. So hope that was good for you guys. Again, as an entrepreneur, you know, we're risking stuff every day, risking our personality. I mean, we're risking, like, our names, risking money, risking other people. Like, you know, like, I wake up in the morning scared. We have 119 employees as of today. Like, if I screw up, like, how many people's lives have I let down because of that? Like, those things are real to me, and I understand that. But I've got to risk those things, because how many people's lives can we affect because of that, right? And if you've gone through bankruptcy, don't let that stress you out. It's a gift from the founding fathers. It's a gift from God. It's given us the ability so that we can risk and not lose everything. We can risk and you know, and if it wasn't for that, like, again, progress would stop if entrepreneurs weren't risking. It's like, it's not a bad thing. And if you, you know, like, anyway, so I just want to give you guys that as a gift. And if any of you guys are struggling right now, some of you guys probably are. Some of you guys are going through bankruptcy. You've gone through bankruptcy. Maybe it's not bankruptcy, but you failed. You launched something that didn't work. You built a team of people and the product didn't work. You had to fire people or let them go, or, you know, all the ups and the downs and disappointment. Like, as entrepreneurs, you have so many things on your shoulders, and I get that. And I hope that this message just helps release some of that pressure for some of you guys, because if you don't keep risking, if you don't keep trying, if you don't keep getting those scars, where's the world going to be? Where are you going to be? Where's your family going to be? Where are the people you're serving going to be? They need you. And it's worth the risk. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth those fears. Because if you can affect those people, like, when you deliver on what you know you have and you change their lives, like, it makes it all worth it. It's interesting, just kind of to close this down. I look at where our company has come and where we are today, right? And I look back during my last cycle, 7 years ago, when everything collapsed around me and I thought the world was coming to an end and I was depressed and I was sad and I was scared, all those kind of things happened. Looking at now, like, if I didn't go through that, ClickFunnels and this process never would have happened. I never would have met Todd. I never would have met who built ClickFunnels. I never built this team. I never would have had this opportunity. I wouldn't have known the things we know to be able to execute on this. I wouldn't have, a lot of things that we're steering clear from today are because of the mistakes happened late, you know, back then. And if I'd have made those mistakes today, some of them could have been catastrophic. Way more people's lives could have been affected. Whereas I had a chance to suffer those things and get those scars at a smaller scale. And so I don't have to have those things again now, hopefully, if I learn from my lessons, which I'm trying to do. So look at those things as gifts, embrace them, share them, and don't hide from them, because those scars will draw people to you. And we all have them. And don't let that keep you from your mission. So hope that helps. Thanks again for everything, guys, and we'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.